Hey friends, when you were growing up, did you grow up in a home where your parents instructed you from a good heart with a desire to help you? Or did you mainly hear lectures or rebukes or corrections all the time? As Christian parents, we have a responsibility to truly teach and instruct our kids. We're going to learn about that today in the book of Proverbs. Hello, my friends. Carrie back with you once again. And as a reminder, Mindy's not going to be joining us for the foreseeable future just because of changes in life. But I am forging ahead in this series in the book of Proverbs, looking at Proverbs that have specifically to do with parenting issues. Now, to begin, let me say this. I meant to mention this in the last episode as well, but I've created a journal, so to speak, for studying the book of Proverbs day by day throughout the month. And the pattern to follow, that the book follows rather, is reading the chapter in Proverbs that corresponds to the day of the month. So chapter one on the first of the month, chapter two on the second of the month. And this book, this journal, is laid out such that you have the scripture before you and you also have a blank page with which to take notes, make observations, draw charts to help you understand what you're learning, and it's a resource that's available. You can find it at morningmindsetmedia.com/proverbs. And now let's dig into Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. I asked that question about whether or not you grew up in a home where you were truly instructed from a good place or not, because Proverbs makes it very clear that parents are responsible to instruct their kids. Now, I know a lot of parents who seem kind of afraid to instruct their kids, and I get it in one respect. We can overdo it sometimes and push our kids away rather than being parents who wisely instruct. We can become controlling parents. We can do all kinds of things that would make our kids not receive our instruction. But just because there can be mistakes made, doesn't mean we should avoid the instruction altogether. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Solomon, writing to his own son, says, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck." So, this verse, the way it's written, makes it sound like instruction for the kid. And yes, it is. It's a father appealing to his son to really listen because he'll benefit from listening. But I think we parents need to pay attention as well, that Solomon is assuming that a father's role and a mother's role is to instruct or teach their children. This means we are to think ahead, parents, about the circumstances, the situations, the friendships, the opportunities that our children are going to step into through the course of life. You see, we've been down the road a little bit, haven't we? We know the kinds of things they're going to face. We know the temptations that are ahead. We know about things like peer pressure and the allure of sexual promiscuity and drug addiction and things like that. We understand all those things because we've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, so to speak. And it is our responsibility and place as parents not to harp on our kids, not to beat our kids down with condemnation and criticism, but rather to, from a good place of maturity and security with the Lord, instruct our children in how to follow a wise path. That's really what the book of Proverbs is all about. And when we do, notice the benefits that Solomon outlines here. Our teaching becomes a graceful garland for our child's head, and it becomes a pendant around their neck. Now, isn't that just a beautiful picture? Our children look better. They are beautiful. They are graceful in the way that they present themselves in public because of the instruction that we've given them. You see, there's a very tangible outcome that happens from the inside out when we take the time to wisely, according to God's principles and instructions, teach our children. So parents, that's where I want to leave you today, is pondering, do I actually teach my children? Or am I more of a critic? Am I more of a berater? Am I a yeller? Or am I, from a good place of learning wisdom myself and applying it in my own life, really seeking to teach my children wisdom from God's word and from my own life experience? As we wrap up today, I want to encourage you, parents, you can do this. The Holy Spirit of God in you can empower you to be a parent who actually instructs rather than berates your children. And in doing so, you will equip your kids. I want to pray for you as we wrap up the episode that you will find all the help you need, both in God's word and from the Holy Spirit of God himself. Our God, you have given us such great wisdom in the book of Proverbs, and this basic principle of our responsibility to teach our children is one that we want to take to heart. Lord God, show us how to do this. Show us how to break the old habits of destructive tendencies we may have in our parenting and to apply your new ways of doing things according to a good heart that's eager to instruct and help our children to be mature and godly. We ask you to help us with this through the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, we would love it if you would join us in a prayer project, praying for everything we're doing with Morning Mindset Media. You can become a part of our prayer team by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer team.